We begin, though, in one of Fresno's oldest neighborhoods, Chinatown. From the city's earliest days as a stop on the Central Pacific Railroad to the 21st century, Chinatown has been a diverse community made up of immigrants who, in many cases, weren't allowed in other parts of Fresno. Locked in by railroad tracks on the east and Highway 99 to the west, the neighborhood is also the subject of renewed attention this year as two of the state's highest-profile projects, high-speed rail and cap and trade, call it Ground Zero. We sent Valley Public Radio's Laura Tsutsui there to talk to business owners old and new to hear what they have to say about all the activity.
Ophelia Heme owns a restaurant and barbershop on Kern Street in the heart of Chinatown.
And I've been right here in Chinatown for 43 years.
3 years ago, she opened her restaurant called Ophelia's Cocina. They serve Mexican food, their most popular item being their wet burritos.
It's a asada burrito with a grain sauce and cheese, melted cheese on top.
Next door is Ophelia's and Sons Barbershop, which she opened 25 years ago. And before that, Ophelia worked at a number of Chinatown establishments, a bakery, a meat market, a tortilla shop.
For 20 years, I've been around here before doing business, and I always liked this area.
Ophelia has seen Chinatown change. She says the area struggles with a large homeless population and a bad reputation that Ophelia says isn't accurate.
I mean, I just say, you know, tell people, don't be afraid to come and do business in here. It's not that bad. If you hear bad things, forget about the bad things. Come in and experience yourself, and you will like it.
Now, the area is facing a different kind of change. Two state projects are affecting Chinatown, high-speed rail and cap-and-trade money. These projects are creating new opportunities, but also mean a new set of challenges.
We see a lot of changes, and it hasn't been that good. But like I said, we've been faithful, we were here, and whatever happens, we'll still be here.
One of those challenges is access. From outside Ophelia's restaurant, you can see that a section of Kern Street is closed, blocking access from downtown Fresno. This new closure is to accommodate high-speed rail construction. Ophelia, like other Chinatown business owners, hopes that these projects play a role in revitalizing the area. But it will take years before they are complete. Construction of high-speed rail is taking place along the railroad that separates downtown from Chinatown. The work has closed three streets that would connect the two neighborhoods, and two of those streets will eventually close for good. Tony Tinoco with the High Speed Rail Authority says that they have been doing outreach in Chinatown for months.
We've even attended some of the Chinatown community meetings that they have on their own, where they've invited us to come and speak, talk about some of these closures, and understand what's going to come for the next year and a half or 2 years.
The Central Valley corridor of high-speed rail is supposed to be running by 2025. Next to Ophelia's restaurant is China Alley. Another upcoming change is that the historic alleyway will be repaved using cap-and-trade money from the state. The Transformative Climate Communities Program designated how the cap-and-trade money be invested in areas of Fresno. In Chinatown, TCC money will go to improving roads and greenery in the area. Another major TCC project will be a mixed-use housing development. The Fresno Housing Authority will use $10 million of TCC money to develop their first housing project in Chinatown. Preston Prince is the CEO of the Housing Authority.
We started working with community members and business owners, primarily business owners, to talk about how does our development match up with the revitalization goals of Chinatown.
The project will create 57 housing units. They're planning a four-story building with three floors of apartments and townhomes along Mariposa Street.
Yeah, so it's really going to be a neighborhood, a little higher density than most, but a neighborhood that many people would like to live in.
The housing development is projected to be complete in 2020, and other TCC projects have to be completed by 2021. Besides future improvements to Chinatown, TCC had another impact. The collaborative process of deciding how to spend the money motivated many Chinatown business owners to get involved.
Prior to this process, there was no organization in Chinatown that was intact.
Morgan Doazaki runs Central Fish, a Japanese market in Chinatown that has been in his family since 1950. Doazaki and other business owners are trying to keep the momentum by establishing the Chinatown-Fresno Partnership. The partnership would assist Chinatown property and business owners and help revitalize the area.
we're forming this organization. We do have a stronger voice. We have plenty of people from the community moving forward to, claim back what we used to have a voice on.
It hasn't just been longtime business owners who see Chinatown's potential, but new ones as well. Arthur Moy is the CEO of Full Circle Brewery, a role he's held for the last year. During TCC meetings, he had to temper his enthusiasm when working with longtime business owners.
It was a humbling experience, you know, because I'm just optimistic by nature. So coming in cheerleading, you know, they're like, who are you? You know, who's your family? You know, my family's been here for 100 years. I had to change the strategy as to how to speak to the community and really just listen.
Moy hopes a partnership helps businesses stay informed and prepare for the changes to come. But even with high-speed rail and TCC projects, the area still struggles with homelessness.
It's very dense and not representative of the population elsewhere in Fresno. So that draws down, property values and safety. And not always safety, but definitely the perception of safety.
Despite these challenges, Moy is still optimistic.
You know, there's an urban scene that's brewing here, and it's downtown and Chinatown.
In Moy's words, maybe Chinatown is just coming full circle. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.